Department of Water and Power crews spent the morning cleaning up after a water main ruptured under Exposition Boulevard near 11th Avenue. The break flooded a few streets and disrupted water service. This is just one of 12 major water main breaks so far this month, including a high-profile break that closed part of Coldwater Canyon Avenue for a whole week. Another pipe burst nearby days later, partially swallowing a fire truck. James McDaniel is the Senior Assistant General Manager at the DWP. He says the rate of leaks is not unusual.
The overall number of incidents that we've seen so far is still running about to our historical averages. What we are seeing is a slight uptick in the number of severe breaks. We call those blowouts. Those are the ones that lift the street up and the ones that tend to get on the news more.
Los Angeles isn't alone in this problem. Renee Moss is an organizer for Food and Water Watch. She says the breaks are a symptom of a growing problem nationwide.
Much of our infrastructure here in Los Angeles is over 80 years old, and it's falling apart. And so, you know, because we don't see it, we don't see the urgency of repairing it.
But the DWP's McDaniel says that although the Coldwater pipe was 95 years old, age was not the main problem.
Certainly the infrastructure doesn't get any better as it gets older, but what we find is age is probably one of the lesser important factors. More important factors in determining whether something needs to be replaced is how many leaks are on it, is it in corrosive soil, what kind of material was it constructed out of, was it properly protected when it was put in. So those are all factors that we take into account.
The DWP has identified 36 miles of pipe that are in critical need of repair. That's out of more than 7,000 miles of pipe in all. The DWP says it's already started most of the needed repairs. The pipe that burst in Coldwater Canyon was slated for renovation later this month. Richard Little, an infrastructure expert at USC, says water systems need to be repaired, but that might be a tough sell.
That's going to cost more money, and the people who pay that money are the customers. And of course, nobody likes to see their water rates go up. And it's very difficult sometimes to convince people that it's in their own best interest to maybe pay a little more in water rates to ensure that the system is reliable and doesn't fail this way.
Moss says infrastructure should be a priority for the nation. The DWP says it's committed to fixing LA's pipes and will be asking the city council for funds to continue repairs. For Annenberg Radio News, I'm Arielle Edwards-Levy.